God Sees You by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. Do you ever feel lost in the crowd? Like there are so many people in the world, 7.8 billion at last count, or that your life doesn't matter to God? Scripture paints a very different picture of your value and importance to God. Psalm 33:13 says, "From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind." Like Proverbs 15:3 explains, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." God is keeping an eye on everyone. Nothing that happens in the world is out of his view. As Hebrews 4:13 reminds us, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And God isn't looking at you in passing, either. Psalm 11:4 tells us how the Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord is on his heavenly throne, he observes everyone on earth, his eyes examine them. But even more than God keeping watch over the earth is the attention he gives to those who love him, to those who belong to him. As Psalm 34:15 points out, God is seeing you and is attentive to your cries. He's hearing your needs, your heartaches, and the longings of your heart. Being attentive means he is tuned in to your voice. As Psalm 102, 19 through 20 describes, "The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death." You already have God's attention. Psalm 34:15 says, "His eyes are set on you." Psalm 14:2 says, "The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God." Most exciting is how God is looking to strengthen you. 2 Chronicles 16:9 explains how the eyes of the Lord search throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. He's not just watching and observing your ways and habits. He's actively looking to see how and when and where he can help you, where you need it most. God is seeking ways to strengthen and uplift you where you're weak. Maybe you've found yourself in a situation where you feel so far away from God, or one where you feel like you've so messed up so you don't think he'd ever look to find you. But nowhere is too far away or hidden so much that God can't see you. Jeremiah 23:24 explains, "Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth?" In the Old Testament of the Bible, when Hagar, Sarah's maid, conceived Abraham's child, her conception of a child led her to despise her mistress. In return for Hagar's disdain towards her, Sarah treated her harshly, so severely that it caused her to flee the situation. Yet God found Hagar in her brokenness, and when he did, it led her to recognize him as the God who sees me. Genesis 16:13. So in your deepest, darkest moments, when you feel far away from God, even if you helped cause the situation you're living in, he sees you. He hears your cries, and he is ready to help you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.